KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school baseball and softball from the weekend. We'll start with softball. Saturday, lots of tournament play around the area. At the Griswold Tournament, it was Bedford over Tri-Center 8-4. Exira EHK beating Bedford 6-0. Exira EHK also a win over Griswold 9-0. And it was Griswold beating Tri-Center 7-3. Also at the ACGC Tournament, it was ACGC defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 9-2. Audubon topping ACGC 7-2. Audubon beat Coon Rapids Bayard 13-7. From the Martinsdale-St. Mary's tournament, AHSTW winner over Martinsdale-St. Mary's 6-5. Collins Maxwell topping AHSTW 2-0. Collins Maxwell beat Martinsdale-St. Mary's 8-0. And Southeast Valley over AHSTW 8-3. From the Orient-Maxburg tournament, it was East Union topping Orient-Maxburg 11-2. East Union beating Diagonal 5-2. Melcher-Dallas over Nottoway Valley 6-0. Melcher-Dallas beat Orient-Maxburg 14-2. And Nottoway Valley a 14-1 winner over Diagonal. Also at the Fort Dodge tournament, Harlan played three games, beating Sioux City East 3-0 and Bishop Heelan Catholic 7-6 before falling to Fort Dodge 12-0. Also around the area in girls softball on Saturday, it was Kemper Catholic over Glidden-Ralston 4-2, Lennox beating Riverside 5-2, Trainer edging Woodbine 3-1, and Sergeant Bluff Luton topping Denison by a 6-3 final. That's girls softball from Saturday. And Saturday boys baseball play at the ACGC tournament. Underwood winning a couple of games. Underwood beating ACGC 6-2, and Underwood topping Des Moines Christian by a 13-3 final. Also in baseball action Saturday, it was Clarinda over East Mills 12-2. Denison shutting down Audubon 3-0. St. Albert beat Trainer 5-1. Martinsdale-St. Mary's swept a pair from Moravia 10-0 and 10-6 in Saturday boys baseball play. We have high school baseball tonight for you here on the radio as well. Chris Parks will have all the action for you tonight as St. Albert will visit Atlantic tonight in boys high school baseball. Yeah, they'll be visiting Atlantic, but playing in Griswold. Temporary facilities here this year due to the construction project. 7:30 is the scheduled first pitch time on that contest tonight, and we'll have it for you here on the radio. Atlantic versus St. Albert in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys baseball action tonight here on the radio. An email from Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred to Union head Tony Clark led to a balk in the drawn-out talks to start the pandemic-delayed season, which now won't begin by July 19th. The executive committee of the Players Association was set to vote and reject MLB's latest offer for a 60-game season on Sunday. Manfred says in an email obtained by the Associated Press that he really believes they are fighting over an impossibility on games. Manfred says the earliest they'll be ready for players to report is a week from Monday, given the need to relocate teams from Florida. That leaves 66 days to play 60 games, Manfred says. Realistically, that is outside of the envelope right now. Players want 70 games and $275 million more than teams are offering. They are worried that if a resurgence of the coronavirus causes the 2020 season to be cut short, the deal being negotiated would lock in innovations for 2021 and lessen the union's bargaining power. Well, a former Iowa defensive back commit is back in with the Hawkeyes. Jordan Oladokun announced his second commitment to the Iowa football program for the 2021 recruiting class on Sunday. He was committed to Iowa back in mid-April and then announced a decommitment later in that month. Oladokun is from Florida, the Tampa area. He's ranked the 78th cornerback in the country and the 125th best player in Florida. He's the 17th known commitment for the 2021 class for Iowa, which ranks number 11 in the nation and number 3 in the Big Ten, according to 24/7 Sports. Max Turk, an All-America offensive lineman at Southern California who was drafted by the Chargers, has died. He was 26. USC announced his death on Twitter but did not say when Turk died or provide a cause of death. Turk played for the Trojans from 2012 to 2015. He was a freshman All-American and an All-Pac-12 first-team selection in 2014. As a three-year starter, he played under three head coaches, Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian, and Clay Helton. He was taken by the Chargers in the 2016 NFL Draft, played one game for the Arizona Cardinals, and then was cut in the 2018 season. Webb Simpson celebrated another victory on Father's Day, this time with a tartan jacket instead of a U.S. Open trophy. In a wild sprint to the finish, after a three-hour storm delay, Simpson ran off five birdies in a six-hole stretch on the back nine at Harbortown and closed with a 7-under par 64 for a one-shot victory over Abraham Anser. Simpson won the U.S. Open at Olympic Club in 2012. The U.S. Open has been scheduled to end on Father's Day every year since 1976, but it was moved to September this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The RBC Heritage filled the spot on the schedule, and Simpson, now a father of five, became a winner for the second time this year with a record score at Harbortown. He didn't have much of a choice with so many low scores on a soft course with little wind. He finished at 22 under 262, breaking by two the tournament record set by Brian Gay in 2009. Well, thunderstorms on Sunday forced NASCAR to postpone the Cup Series race at Talladega Super Speedway that was to mark the return of more fans to the track. The race, which was pushed back to a 2 p.m. Central Time start today, is the first amid the coronavirus pandemic in which the NASCAR section opened the gates for up to 5,000 fans. The event was stopped several times for more than 3 hours of total delays. The race is the ninth for the Elite Cup Series since the May 17th resumption, and restrictions are gradually being lifted. It was hardly an ordinary race day at Talladega Super Speedway, even before the lousy weather, as the normal hordes of partying fans were nowhere to be seen. NASCAR says it's investigating the discovery of a noose in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace on Sunday at the NASCAR race in Talladega, Alabama. Wallace is the only full-time black driver in the NASCAR Elite Cup Series. 2 weeks ago, he successfully pushed for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and properties. Well, having secured a victory in the Belmont Stakes, Tis the Law now faces an 11-week wait until the Kentucky Derby in the reconfigured Triple Crown Series. In between, the Bay Colt, who became the first New York bred to win the Belmont since 1882, is being pointed toward the Travers on August 8th in upstate New York, which is his home turf. Tis the Law has five wins in six career starts by an average of 19 and a quarter lengths. His only loss came at Churchill Downs last year, and he'll get a chance to avenge it over the same track in the Kentucky Derby, which is now set for September 5th. A horse injured after crossing the finish line of a race at Santa Anita has been euthanized, making it the 15th fatality at the track since late December. Strictly Biz, a four-year-old colt, fractured his right knee while galloping past the finish of the sixth race on Saturday. The attending veterinarian determined it was an unrecoverable injury. Ridden by Jose Valdivia Jr., Strictly Biz finished sixth among eight horses in the $51,000 race on the turf. Trained by Brian Coroner and owned by JMS Stable, the colt had one win in four career starts and earnings of $29,000, according to Equibase. The California track's spring-summer meet ends on Sunday. And University of Iowa Women's Basketball Associate Head Coach Jan Jensen is one of five 2020 LGBTQ Legacy Leader Award honorees. As the announcement was made on Thursday, that award is given to Iowans that make an impact in their communities and have persevered despite prejudice. Jensen earned the honor due to her involvement with the United Way of Johnson County, the shelter house of Iowa City, and leadership and team-building speeches across the state. Jensen, a native of Kimballton, Iowa head coach Lisa Bluder said Jensen has been a great mentor to the women on the team and the rest of the athletic department. She's been a sounding board and an ally to many of her peers and student athletes, and her leadership is unparalleled. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.